This episode is brought to you by Sinusoid,
your pro audio couture.
And I'm going to tell you, we spent forever before the podcast just literally playing with their cable maker. I'm sure that clicking in the background, that's Esteban just looking at more cables.
Yeah, so. It definitely is.
He's like, Pink Tech Flex over the green or...
I'm looking at it right now, baby.
No, houndstooth. Got it.
Yeah.
No, it's rad. I mean, I could spend hours doing it. It definitely is super fun just building cables. And I mean, you should buy something. I've bought stuff, so I can't just say and not buy anything, but that's what I did today is not buy anything. But the Rad Guys, they're fun guys, and they make a great product. I'm loving my cable. I think it's awesome.
Feeling dirty and you need to take a bath. If you are looking for that something to pick you up after you crash, and if you're feeling nervous about your curious rash, just listen to the Flippin' Flippers, your weekend hangover podcast.
All right. What's up, everyone? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
And I am your host, Paul.
And I am your host, Esteban. And I've been turned into a cyborg.
I like you still sound like a Hispanic cyborg, though. You're like, I am being turned into like a cyborg.
People,
Somebody in the car last night when we were driving home from work, they played like, it was like, all stuff from Family Feud, like funny answers. Uh-huh. And somebody was like, name a boy that starts with the first letter H. And he's like, Jose.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. I was crying. I was like, it's so funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Jose. Like, nailed it. Nailed it.
Yeah. Perfect. Jose. Just did it.
So good. Yeah. I was like, America, you're so dumb. And I love it. So I got news, man. You want news?
Yeah, man.
So I am 3/4 of the way through that Kurt Blue pedal, which is super fun. And my soldering iron sucks. I got to get a new tip for it. It's just like super beat. And so like it was tough to do some of the spots because they're close together. But I made do. I did all right. And then I was texting Leon from what is the name of that company? Ornithology Inc. Ornithology Inc. And he makes great stuff. Anyways, and he was like, you're gonna like solder those ICs right in, right? And I was like, yep. And I did, which was pretty awesome. But I can solder. I can solder pretty good. So it wasn't like I was even scared. Like I talked to Jason Fuzzmonger, and he's like, whoa, you soldered those straight into the board? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, he's like, no, I'm not doing that. he's like, I'm way too scared to do that. And I was like, okay. Cause he's like, if you mess up, you ruin the whole thing. Like, there's just like, you're like, oh, and now that's broken. That goes in the garbage. So,
right.
I mean, not necessarily, but you could screw it up, and they're in there forever. Like, you're not getting them out. So, anyways, but I'm excited to get that done. And then I did some cool trades, and I'm getting a DL4, which is a pedal that I've played but never really owned. So I'm going to own a DL4. So I'm kind of excited. And then I sold my Joyo, what is that, the D-Seed? I sold the D-Seed for $60, and I bought it for $40 shipped. So I made $20 on it. And I was like, sweet. So some trades and some stuff. I'm getting some new pedals, so I'm kind of excited about that. And then I won the Wyclef Fuzz from Westminster Effects. And it's cool. It's cool. It's fun. It's a two-knob fuzz. It's fun. I liked it. I had a good time with that. And then I also bought the punch drive from Eric Veronic. So he gave me a great deal on it. And I mean, I've already put it up on eBay, but it's a tube screamer.
Right.
So when I said I wanted it, I was thinking it was the other one. I can't remember what the other one was, but they're basically, have you ever heard of the Pearl from that company? They make their big pedal is called the Pearl, and it's like a tube screamer and then like overdrive on the other side. I don't think it's a blues breaker. It might be a blues breaker. Anyway, so yeah, that was, so they sound really good together, but
right.
They had them as individual pedals, so you could just buy whichever one you liked. And he had both, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll take that. And he gave me a good deal on it. And I was like, no, I want it to be the other one.
Right.
Because the other one sounds great. Like, it's a great sounding pedal. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's basically the Pearl is the punch drive, and then whatever the other one is. So, but yeah. Oh, and then also I'm helping somebody sell a ton of their gear. And they gave me like a Morning Glory to help them. And I was
nice.
Yeah. Awesome. As payment, you know, they were like, does this, you want that? I'll give you this. And you sell all this. And I said, okay, you just pay the fees. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
So, and the first one was, I sold his Big Sky like right away for like $220, which was a good deal for both ends. Like, he's trying to sell stuff quick, so it wasn't right. Like, yeah, they sell for about $250, $240, so like $20 cheaper. I was like, well, this, you know, somebody's been offering me $110 all day, so yeah. Somebody on Reverb was like, would you take $110? Would you take $110? Would you take $110? I was like, I almost blocked him. I was like, you got to stop. Like, because they would just like, I would decline the offer and they would just send it right back. Right. I was like, this guy's annoying. Like, is this his tactic? That's the new sales tactic, is you just annoy somebody to death.
Take $110.
Would you take $110? Would you take $110? And it was like $110.94. Like, I was like, I hate this guy. Like, I hate this guy.
Yeah. Like, I'll do $111. He's like, deal. He just hates shit.
And like, I offered, he did come up. And I think he came up to like $150, but I was still offering like, you know, $225. Nope, $150. $225. Right. Nope, $150. And I was like, this, we're going nowhere, guy.
Yeah.
So, anything new with you?
No, I decided. I've been trying to like buy all.
You're like, I'm not going to NAMM. This is a pre-recorded episode. I'm not going to NAMM.
I've been trying to like buy this stupid JoJo pedal.
Oh, get on it. Did you get one?
No, I haven't got one. I made people offers that I thought were like fair, and they're like, no. Like,
oh.
And then like,
did you look and see there was one that was like $22? You should have just bought that.
Yeah.
You're like, no, not bad.
I put in some offers to people.
Okay. So we'll, did you check on Reverb too to see if it was on Reverb? Because you might be able to score it.
Super expensive.
Yeah, Reverb's always got super high prices, but then you can score good deals too at the same time. It's weird. It's a weird culture on Reverb.
Well, I can, you know, I like try to get it for like a solid price, and I was like, well, they're like this much, you know, and so it was more than it was on like eBay, but like they shipped way faster. It was like, you know, like
the
3-day shipping. And I was like, I want this as soon as I can have it. So I could like,
if use you it wanted and, it as soon as you can, then you should probably ordered it last week when we recorded this on like Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Then you would have already had it by now.
Dude, but I put in bids and it was like 2 days.
No,
and
no, I know.
I was like driving to get Noah, and it's like, you're the winning bid. Like, you're winning. I was like, yeah, 5 minutes left. Yeah. And then like the next notification was,
no,
you lost. And I was like, yeah. What? I was like, there wasn't even like a.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they did it at the last second, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. I did that. So did I mention this? I think I mentioned this, that I bought like a pedal and I had a coupon on eBay. So I bought like the death metal pedal. Did I talk about this?
I don't think so.
Okay. So from DOD, I bought like the death metal, but basically, they gave me a coupon that was $15 off of $30. And so I looked for every pedal that had free shipping that was like around $30. And then I just kept bidding. And then it would end and I would lose every single time. I bid on like an MXR Blue Fuzz. I bid on like an MXR, like what, Microamp. I've been on like Joyo stuff. I've been on, and they all would go like over at the last second. And I was like, I don't want to spend more than 30 because that just takes away from what could be profit, you know? And because my whole plan was, as soon as I got it, I put it, like, even before, I used the guy's picture and I put it right back on eBay, and I sold it for, so I bought a pedal for $30. I think I got it for 33 or something, like a weird number. And then I sold it for $28 plus shipping. I plus, you know, shipping on mine. So then, like, it didn't cost me shipping to send it, and I basically used the $15 off, and so I got like $13 back, which is pretty awesome. I mean, it's not anything, because you can only do that once a month or like however often they send out their coupons, but I was still able to like make like $13 on doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'll put a new label on this package and just mail it out, and that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just kept getting like beat at like the last like second, and I wouldn't get like notifications that like, oh, you've been outbid.
Yeah, I just thought it was super weird. Because I'm just like, I just want this.
I just want it.
That's what I want. What I really, really want.
Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I want Josh Marmon to give me back my my pedal is what I want. That's what I want.
Which one?
The Slate. I mean, it's fine. I don't need it. It's just, I was like, oh, my board. Like, somebody came over, like, this week in church, and they're like, you sold some stuff off your board, huh? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you don't have anything to, like, replace it. And I was like, yeah, I sold these two things because I didn't really, like, need them. Uh-huh. And then I was like, but Josh Marmon has this section over here. So it was kind of funny. But now that I've kind of, like clean slated a little bit, like, I have room to fit a DL for. Like, before, I never even considered. They're so cheap. Like, they're $100, and it's a great pedal.
Right.
And, you know, and for $100, I was like, yeah, but it's big, you know? But, like, right. I'm like, now I can fit it on my board, and it seems kind of fun. So, yeah. So. Huh. But.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows?
He doesn't have any of my pedals, so we're good.
Yeah, so we're good. Yeah. Well, if he did, we'd be going over there with bats and messing up some kneecaps, is all I'm saying.
Shoot him in the head.
Big fat head. This is funny. This is gear related. So I remember this one time my friend Aaron was like, so he let a kid in his band borrow like an amp of his because he was the singer and this kid was like the guitarist and he didn't have like a bigger amp. So he loaned him like nothing crazy, just like a, you know, like a Spider, you know, 3 or something crazy, you know, mm-hmm. something silly, nothing crazy expensive, but just still like, hey, that's like $60-$70 that I want back.
Right.
And so the kid got kicked out of the band or whatever, and they got another guitarist, and then he forgot that he loaned him the amp. And so then like a month later, so he calls me and says, hey, do you want to go with me to like get this amp back from this kid? And I was like, sure. Cause I'm like, you know, he's a scrawny guy and he's taller now, but he wasn't that tall then. Cause, you know, like I think I was probably like 24 and he's probably like maybe 19 and he still like had a growth spurt after. Cause he's like almost 6'2". So anyways, but when we went, he was like, you know, a little shorter than me, but scrawny. And so he's like, yeah, you're like more muscular. So you can just stand there and don't say anything. And you have tattoos. So don't just look mad. And I was like, okay. So we go and it's at this like preschool, but like in the, like late at night, like this is like at midnight where there's like preschool and this kid like rented like this apartment, like above a preschool. It was so weird. And so it was weird. So we knock on the door and like his girlfriend answers and she's like, yeah, he moved out. And she's like, are you just saying that? And she's like, no, I kicked him out because he's a scumbag. And so then he's like, okay, where is he? And she's like, I don't know. He probably moved back in with his mom. So then we drive to like his mother's house. And then the kid answers the door, sees Aaron, and then just slams the door shut. Right. like, and then just like slams the door.
Yeah.
and like, so then I don't know what happened, but at some point he must've been like texting all his friends to like show up because like we opened the door and it was just us and we turned around and there was like 50 kids in this guy's lawn. Crazy. Yeah, just like crazy. I was like, and then his like parents, this kid's parents like showed up, like, right, like they were there. They were just like sleeping or whatever. And then he like, you know, there's a lot of commotion. So then they like got up and they're like, we're going to call the cops. And he's like, well, I just want my stuff back. And then so like the mom like let him go through like the kid's room. And like, that's and funny. He's like, I just ransacked it. He's like, drawers, empty it, dumped it. You know, like, like just like went, like all this stuff in the closet on the floor. Like, and then like, right, lo and behold, like in the corner was like the amp. And he's like, oh, there it is. And then like, we just took it and left. Yeah. It was so crazy. I was like, what? This is so stupid. Like when you're dumb kids, like, you know what I mean? I know I was like 23 or 24, but still like a dumb kid, you know, like, yeah, it was just crazy.
Really, man, dumb kid stories. That's really good. You
know, so the moral of the story is there's nothing a man won't do for a spider three.
That's right. I still find your fuzziness comment probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Oh, it's like righteousness, but dirtier.
It's so good. Yeah, it gets me every time.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm glad you like it.
Oh man, it's so good, man.
Good. That's awesome. So I thought this would be fun, like a quick rundown, and we should just do this quickly, as quick as possible. But I found like favorite questions to ask. So I'm just going to read them and then we'll rapid fire.
Okay. So
are you ready? Are you ready?
I think so.
Nobody cares. So it doesn't matter. Nobody's listening. Jamie Davis, you can answer them to yourself in the car. All right. Ready? Favorite movie?
Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Star Wars. Okay. Favorite novel?
The Stand.
Ooh, I don't think I have one. The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby's Ghost.
Great Gatsby's Ghost. Coast to coast. Favorite color?
Blue.
Purple. Favorite actor?
Jamie Foxx. He was great in Ray.
He was great in Ray. He's good in Independence Day. He's good in Bad Boys. He's good in
I think that's Will Smith.
Oh, okay.
Black.
Oh, yeah. Men in Black. I think he's great in Men in Black. favorite actor. That's tough for me. Maybe Harrison Ford, but then again, I don't think so.
Yeah. I was going to say Harrison Ford, but then I didn't know.
Paul Rudd. I think Paul Rudd. I really like Paul Rudd. Okay. Favorite actress.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't really know. When I was really young, Madeline Kahn, who was like a comedic actress, like I would have picked her. She's in a lot of Mel Brooks stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. She's dead now. Yeah, she was on not The Cosby Show, but like The Bill Cosby Show, which is like a later show that he did. Still with what's her name? Darn it, I can't think of it. Ahmad Rashad's wife, Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
And then so she was on that as like the next door neighbor, and then like I think Bill Cosby killed her.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Suzanne Summers because she did like a show, a trivia show.
She was also, and they didn't get this on the Gear Slum a couple of months ago or a month ago, was it was 60 Cycle Hum, and it was Step by Step, and they didn't know it was day by day. Okay. Favorite hero?
Ooh, I like the Flash. Or Static Shock. Oh no, Jackie Chan Adventures.
Okay. I would say I'm glad you went with something non like superhero, because I'll just say Han Solo.
Yeah, and now that I say that, favorite actor?
Oh yeah, totally actress? Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan, when he dresses up like a woman in Shanghai Nights. Like, I don't know if that's even a thing, but it sounds funny and real.
Yeah.
All right, favorite villain?
William Dafoe as the Green Goblin in Spider-Man 1.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I'm going to say Boba Fett because he says nothing. He has like two lines. Okay. Favorite fruit?
Pink guava.
Ooh, I like pears. Okay, favorite vegetable? None for you.
Whole green beans.
Ooh, I like broccoli, like steamed broccoli.
Steamed, yeah, cooked.
Cooked, not raw. Raw's gross. Like when it's in a salad, that just goes in the garbage. Right. All right, favorite ice cream?
Panda Paws.
I really like vanilla, but also strawberry.
I also like French vanilla. Vanilla bean.
Oh, vanilla bean. I like French vanilla too, but vanilla bean is good. Yeah. I was also going to say strawberry. There's one that's like strawberry cheesecake. I really like that.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Favorite candy?
Gobstoppers. Anything red like chewy or fruity.
Okay, chewy or fruity. Red Vines.
Gobstoppers. Oh, Red Vines. You like those, yeah.
Favorite restaurant?
Any place with wings.
Any place with the McRib.
Oh, yeah, McRib, yeah.
Which is only one place. But they have several locations, so you can pick the one location you like.
Yeah.
You're like the McDonald's on Front Street. Got it.
Yeah, perfect.
I really like that's tough. Slice isn't really a restaurant. It's more of just like takeout. So
yeah.
I guess I don't know. That's a tough one for me because I mean, there's this place called Grey Wolf Lodge in like Washington, like Spokane, Washington, and they had the best steak I've ever eaten in my life. Yeah. I cried. It was so good.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I would say the best wings are probably still allowed.
Oh, really? You think
Quaker Steak? Hooters has good wings too.
It's the ambiance I don't go for.
I went there for the first time with Aisha, and she's like, their wings are really good. I was like, that's what I've heard.
That's so funny. So this one time, so I remember took my wife. We went to Hooters. Like my friend really wanted to go to Hooters and we didn't want to go. And he just kept like pushing and finally like we went. And so they put us at like the high top tables. And then my wife was like on the outside where the lady would be standing. Looking and yes.
Okay.
And so she's looking at the menu. She doesn't know what she wants. And then she like looks over and like the lady's like, what would you like to drink? And she's like, a diet. And then just like stares at the lady's like chest because it's like at eye level. And she doesn't know like what to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, she'll have a Diet Coke. She was just like, and she's like, we should never come here ever. I was like, yep, we should never come here.
Really?
Favorite article of clothing?
T-shirts.
Underwear. I think underwear is very important.
Boxer briefs.
Oh, yeah, I'm boxer briefs.
Oh, sorry.
That's not the question, but.
Gotcha. Not everyone knows my secret.
Yep. We're the same. It's fine. Okay, favorite. What? That's stupid. That's dumb.
What is it?
His favorite hair color. Who cares? That's stupid.
Oh.
That's weird.
Oh, on a female?
I don't know. It doesn't say, so I'm just going to disregard.
I really like the strawberry blonde.
I'm not even gonna answer. I like them to have hair. If they can have hair, that's good. Yeah, there's a lot of like.
You're okay. Like Gear Slim Red.
Gear Slim Red. actually, I see a lot of Gear Slim Red, to be honest, because I do a lot of inner city, and they do very vibrant colors.
Nice.
Like braided in.
Yeah.
So I see that like purples and like very bright reds. So I see that quite often. So favorite board game?
I love Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that you just shunned me.
No, it's fine. You can like it.
For realsies? Scrabble, bro?
Scrabble. I like this game called ASAP, which is called As Soon As Possible, and you just say whatever category, like whatever word you can think of in that category as fast as you can. It's awesome. Nice. We've played before. Don't act like you don't know. You're like, oh, that's interesting. I like to play it. I'm like, you played it a bunch. Shut up. Favorite food. We're only going to go to 30 and then we're done. Favorite food.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, me too. Chicken wings. I think that's definitely mine. Who cares? Favorite TV show.
Ooh, good. Dexter.
I was going to say Sherlock.
Sherlock's good.
Yeah. Favorite sport.
Swimming.
Really? I mean, I know you like doing swimming, but I'm surprised that's your favorite sport.
Or like collegiate softball or tennis.
Any collegiate sport.
To watch.
hockey.
Oh, but the favorite sport to play, ultimate frisbee.
Yes. Okay. Favorite football team?
The Steelers.
Guess the Falcons, but not because they were in the Super Bowl. I liked them when they sucked. Yeah. Favorite baseball team?
The Braves.
Yep, that's mine. Atlanta Braves. Okay, favorite basketball team?
I like Shaq.
I like Shaq. So whatever team Shaq's on, I'm with you. I like that. No, I like the Miami Heat. I like them when they suck. I like them when they're good. Yeah. Okay. And then these are all dumb questions. Favorite year? What's your favorite year? 1998?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Okay, a couple more. Favorite school subject? Recess, lunch, and gym.
Even though I failed it, physics. I always thought physics was cool.
Physics was fun. Physics could be a fun class. Okay. I had in college, Science of Light with Dr. Dell was super fun. Uh-huh. It was awesome. So we took one and two. Okay. And then favorite hobby? Playing guitar.
Yeah, and singing musical songs.
Yeah, musical stuff. Yep. Okay, cool. That was fun. I just thought it'd be fun to let people know more about us besides the fact that we like to buy stuff and sell it.
Yeah, well, now they know that I prefer boxer briefs over all types of underwear.
Yeah, well, that's how we pay for those boxer briefs is by flipping. We used to be stripping, but now it's flipping.
Yeah. From stripping to flipping. The redemption, the redemption story.
The flipping redemption story.
Going from fuzziness to righteousness.
You're like, it's like stripping, but a little bit dirtier. Like, come on, man, that was fun. I don't care if anybody liked it. I thought it was fun. I just want to know more about you. I miss you.
Oh,
it's real serious. Gotta go. Uh-oh. He's like, click. I'm like, oh. I like leaving. I'm leaving good. Like, you know, sad songs like on your voicemail. Yeah.
Just a sad song.
Man, like I wrote this.
All the sinusoid cables. I'm still stuck on these cables.
Are you still playing on the cable thing? I had to stop because I couldn't focus.
I'm still anymore. Making them. Yeah.
Yeah. I keep. There's like 13 in my cart right now.
Yeah.
I want them all.
Well, I had like 10 because I don't think I need 10, but. I was like, oh, I'm
10 like the, pancakes, like, your patch,
like
your
patches. Pancakes. I was just going to do the pancakes because, like, I didn't really want to go through every single cable and be like, this color, this color.
Right. Why don't you pick, surprise me.
I don't know how to do that.
It's an option. Under color, it's surprise me. It literally says surprise me.
Okay. I'll look at it later.
Then. Unless you made them custom. Then there's no surprise me. But if you pick like the one that's like 10 cables or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It says like surprise me. Like under the slivers, if you pick slivers and then you pick a color, there's like red, yellow. Well, they're out of stock or whatever, but red, yellow, blue, or black. And then it says surprise me. Also, those slivers, amazing.
Are they?
Like, yeah, they go where no cable's gone before. It's amazing.
Space?
Yeah. Yeah. They go into certain spaces where cables that's don't amazing. Fit. But like, you know, my board's pretty tight. I have a what is it, the pedal train fly, and like I have 14 pedals on it. Well, at least I did. That's a lot of pedals. Like they're jammed in there. Like there's no room. And so like it's been tough to try to like position stuff and you're twisting wires and you're like, this is probably not gonna work. And that's why I bought the sinusoid cables, is because I was like, well, I definitely jack these up because I'm losing connection. You know, like sometimes when I go and set up my board or whatever, because I'm twisting them too hard or whatever. And these just like all of them just fly right in there. I didn't need, it's like no work to like make it fit. It's awesome. Nice. It's awesome. Just so
this, right on there.
Yep. So buy sinusoid or die.
Yep. Pro Audio Couture.
Like, so the way I look at it is, you know, I could buy a cable with a 100-year warranty, or I could buy a HOSA cable that's going to last me a week.
100 days.
100 day comes with that 100-day warranty.
That's right.
Yeah, basically it's 90-day warranties because that's how long I have to return it to Amazon.
It's pretty solid. Yeah, it's really. So we're talking with the guys from Sinusoid earlier, and they said if we can outlive our cable, then you'll get free cables for life or something like that.
Yeah,
they got it's pretty amazing. Cable. just live 100 more years.
Just live 100 years. I like somebody said, oh, it's got a lifetime warranty. And then, like, I think it was like Anthony was like, it has a lifetime warranty. And then, like Andy right away was like, it's 100 years.
Yeah. And I was like, essentially a lifetime. And I was like, well, if I lived to be, like 128, would I get her cables? And he's like, yes.
yes, you would. You'd be like the guy who had like that Dodge Dart that made it to like, you know, like 1,000,000 miles or whatever. Yeah. And they gave him like a new car.
A new car.
She's like, I just change the oil every 12 minutes.
That's right. Excuse me.
Yeah. So I'm still working on that Epiphone Les Paul project. I talked about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Did you get the neck flush yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh no, did you get that a Telecaster?
The pickup basically was high. Because I had already the bridge was already on there, and then the neck was already set, obviously. And then so I routed the neck, dropped that down and shimmed it, and then I had to lower the pickup. So I just did that. I lowered the pickup. Now I have to I just got to put the controls in, and then I need to buy the pick guard material. It's like $16 because obviously I'm not going to find a pick guard for it. So I got to cut my own. I'm going to cut it like the Fano one that they bought. They just bought like a Fano one and stuck it. And because it doesn't really fit perfect. So I'm just going to trace it out better, and hopefully I can cut it better. I'll probably do it the way they do it in real life. In the professional world, they basically cut out the shape that they want. And then they screw the pick guard to it, and then use a router bit to cut out the shape perfectly. So I'll probably do that, so I get it right. And then you use that with a different bit to give it beveled. Huh. And so it's basically just two bits. It's not like I need anything. It's just two bits to get it right. So I'm excited though. It looks cool. And actually I strung it up just to see how it played. Cause if it played, if I was I don't like this, then I would have just parted it out. But it plays pretty good. I mean, it's got a thick neck, but it's fun. It's not it actually plays better than the M2.
Nice.
Cause the frets are the neck's a little bit thinner on the, it's really thin on the M2.
Right.
And the frets are sharp. You know, they just, I don't know. It needs some fret work, I think, would make it better. And there's some dead spots, which drives me crazy.
Right.
So, you go to hit, a string, and it's ping. Bang. When you, play it. You know, you're playing, a lead, and it's ping. What? Where's the rest of the note? And it's not like, it's just a dead spot. It's not like it's, riding low or something, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, so that's a little bit annoying on the M2. And then, you know. It's okay. It's an okay guitar. For the money, it's great. If that was my first guitar and my mom bought that for me, you know what I mean? I'd have been stoked because this is the best gift ever. Yeah, the best. And then I would never sell it anyways. But I have it up for sale for $450 or something because I did, you know, I put nice tuners on it. So I had a couple responses, a couple trade offers and stuff, but nothing crazy that I would do, you know?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So you play guitar at all or no? You don't play guitar now?
No, I really don't like playing guitar
anymore. Yeah, I don't. It's stupid. It's, you know what it is? It's for hippies. And guys who like to play John Mayer songs or Oasis to get girls. And I'm married. I don't have time for that.
Today. Yeah, John Mayer's too hard anyways.
True. Totally true. Leon did call me out on playing John Mayer on my live demo of the and he's like I heard that John Mayer in there, and I was like, yeah. And then he sent me a video of something he was working on and played John Mayer back to me. I was like, that's funny. he played the same song. I was like, that's funny. So yeah, man.
Ornithology Inc.
Stupid Ornithology Inc. Now, Pelican Noise Works. Now, that's a company you should buy from. That guy. Dion is very good.
Yo, dude, Dion, that's my man.
Dion.
Yo, Dion, my man.
Dude, you see the thing about Diaz. I'm not going to say who like did anything, but that's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so awesome that people like did stuff. That's nice. Like, that's awesome. It makes me like when he was like kind of tearing up, I was almost there. I was like, oh, man.
I was like, please don't cry.
Yeah, I was like, please don't cry because I would literally cry.
No, it's like, is this happening right now? I was like, yeah, it's happening right now.
Yep, that's amazing. It was awesome. I thought that was super cool to like hook a guy up like that. You know, because like what, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not that much. But, you know, if a guy can't get it, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty awesome. So, and then you got Cole who's like, I bought mine first. I bought my first. Got it.
Buy my first.
Nothing else for you. I wonder if I could have bought two of them. Oh, I should have did that because I know I could have sold it for more.
Yeah.
I should have did that. Well, I would feel, I'd feel debaggery about that though because it's Leon, but I'm just saying.
Debaggery.
So, yeah. I'm saying so a lot. Sorry. I'm tired. I say so or what's the other thing I say? I say something else. You know what I mean? I say, you know what I mean?
Yummy. Like, what are you talking about?
And when I'm tired, I say those things way too much.
He's like, so yummy.
You know what I mean? So? So? You
know what I mean? I'm also so tired. I'm just like the other day, I got awesome sleep. I went to bed at like, on Monday night, I went to bed at 9:10. And then I slept until like 5:40, like 6 o'clock. And then, so I woke up at like essentially 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And I didn't go to bed until 7:30 morning on Wednesday. 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday. Because I slept and I just couldn't sleep. I was like laying in bed. I was like,
yeah, no, for real though. Like for real. Like I slept like 9 hours a couple weeks ago. And then I didn't go to sleep till 4 a.m. because I was just like, what do I do with my life? And that's the night I soldered that pedal. I was sorry until like the midnight hours because I was like, yeah, I'm tired, but not really, not enough to go to sleep. Yeah. So I like those demos that the 60 Cycle Hum has been doing about like the different guitars, like the budget guitars.
Oh yeah.
I think that's really cool, and they're like, you know, Ryan was like, I really like this Mustang, you know, like he generally felt like for $100, this is a great deal.
Right.
And I, you know, us, our thing is kind of like, if you like it, you'll like it, but like, it's okay to like a Squire Mustang for $100. Like, I think it's great. Like, I think the world would be better.
You're getting like flack from people, like for,
I just think the boutique people just stick their nose up at it. But like, I mean, if it's good, it's good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that Squire Strat that I have is a great playing guitar. And you know, because you have the neck to it now. But, like, I sold it when it was kind of like, oh, that's not cool. You need something, like, better. You know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
Like, I sold the body or whatever when that kind of happened. Plus, it had a Ralph Wiggum sticker on it. So I was like, I don't even really watch The Simpsons anymore.
I'm too cool for The Simpsons.
I'm not too cool for The Simpsons. The Simpsons is great. It's just, I think 24 seasons or 28 seasons or whatever they're on is a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I've watched recent episodes and I'm like, not great.
Yeah.
Not as bad as The Hateful Eight, though. Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was really long.
No, I couldn't finish it. I never even made it out of the cabin. I don't know what happens next. I did Google and watch you saw me. I watched the stupid guitar smashing part because I was like, I should at least watch that, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, so I'm planning
Your Kurt Russell marathon, right?
Kurt Russell marathon.
We should do it at the same day. We should like plan it and do like a Kurt Russell like movie marathon.
Movie marathon.
Yeah, it would never happen. So you just watch them on your own because I got kids and work to deal with. And yeah, I'll never be able to watch a Kurt Russell movie around kids unless it's like a Disney one.
Yeah. Like Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Perfect.
No, it's like, I mean, it'd be like, I don't actually, like, he's not Pete's Dragon. I think that's Ricky Schroeder's Pete's Dragon, but the original. I watched the new one. Awful. Ugh.
How was it bad?
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't great. Yeah, it just, I don't know. I have high standards for the old one. No, that's not Ricky Schroeder. Is it Ricky Schroeder? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I don't know anyone, so it's great.
So, yeah. But either way, don't remake it. There's no redeem. But I did watch like the old one again, and it's amazing because like the original intro to like, not original, but like the early 80s, late 70s intro was like Mickey and like tricolors spinning for like the intro. Uh-huh. And it's like, oh, this, I remember this, you know?
Yeah, sadly do not.
Oh, well then it's time for you to relearn it. That's a thing, right? Relearn it?
Yes.
You're like, I never learned it in the first place.
Like, I don't know these things.
I don't know.
I just don't know, okay?
So, let's say you had to sell all your stuff, right? And start from scratch. Like, what would you get?
With the money I have?
Yeah, let's say the money. Let's say the value, because it's probably equal value. You know, let's say... So you got a couple. You have a nice acoustic. I mean, what do you think your acoustic? What do you think your guitars are worth?
Not a lot of money.
$700? No.
No.
What do you have? Three or four?
I have three. Yeah.
So $400. I think you're in the $400 range.
Let's say that.
Okay. So you have $400. I think you might be in five. Let's say five.
Sure.
Because So let's say $500. Your pedal board. What do you think your pedal board's at?
Oh, I don't know. Probably at least a grand.
Okay.
Would be my assumption.
Okay, a grand. Okay.
Let's say 1,500. Let's say 1,700. Oh, plus my rig.
Oh, your amp is nice though. Your amp is super nice.
Right. So are we adding that in too?
Yeah. Let's say $3,000. Let's say $3,000 sounds fair.
No.
Let's just say $3,000, okay? Because you're almost to what you want at Guitar Center, and then the guy comes by and says, "Hey, we're running a special with a coupon with a gift card, and if you sign up for this credit card right now," and you're like, "Yeah, I can worship so much better now."
Okay.
So let's just say $3,000. I think $3,000 is a good place to start.
That sounds good.
So, all right. So what are you gonna get? Are you gonna try to get two guitars? Or are you just gonna go to one?
I will get some type of like SSH Strat.
Okay.
So I can have the humbucker in there.
Gotta have that humbucker.
And then I'll get
what color though? Well, that's the key. What color?
I'd probably get I don't know. I've always liked
like seafoam or like more like teal?
More like teal.
Okay, more like teal. So the color is more like teal. Got it.
And then I would get I don't know how much of those run.
Well, what are you getting, a Squire?
I have three. I'm going to get a Mexican.
All right. So you're going used or new?
It has to be used.
Has to be used. So you're at three on a good day, four.
Let's say $350.
Okay, $350. Split the difference. Because we're gonna find good deals because that's how we do.
Yeah, and then I don't know what I would get for an acoustic because I haven't played a lot of different. Like I haven't gone like acoustic shopping in a long time. Like,
okay,
or,
so
even fiddling around.
But I think you would get something. I think you would get something older,
mid range. Because I hate super tinniness. So I'll get I'll make it like a jumbo body.
Okay.
The sound is warmer.
Okay.
So like the neck is a little wonky.
Oh. Did you get rid of, did you sell that?
I did, yeah.
Oh. I don't know if you guys heard me roll my eyes, so
and then so I would get I would say like maybe like let's say $650.
Okay.
So that's so now we're at 2,000.
Yep. Right? So you're at maybe a Martin used or like a Taylor used.
Yeah, something that sounds like super good and that'll last me a while.
Yeah.
Um
Or even a Takamine. You could get a Takamine used for that.
Yeah, yeah. They
not like the Jasmine. The Jasmine you can get for like $100, but like,
yeah, yeah.
Like a nice one. Seven I played one of those. That Takamine Jasmine is good.
Spencer Heim style. He's just going to get like, like seven.
He buys everything super budget, like all Behringer pedals. Well, and
remember
like
that person, like someone was like, I have X amount of dollars. What should I get? And he's like, get seven of these or something like that.
But then he just uses like the rest of the money to buy like a car.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can drive it to my gigs. Counts.
Yeah. And then I would get, oh man.
Ooh. It's tough to get like pedals. Like pedals is tough.
Okay, so pedals I would get. I think I might use the fuzz for the first time in a live setting at the end of the month. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I don't use it live that much, but I still like I'll use the half horse live because that's different. Like you can change that gain setting to sound like super good and sound like an overdrive, you know, when it cleans up. So
I'm definitely just gonna get the tiny small footprint tuner, the Polytune.
Oh, just like a yeah.
And then I'm gonna get I really like the compressor I have.
So you just buy, you're like, I'd sell it all and I'd buy the same exact stuff. Pelotar.
BB
preamp. Although that's not a bad way to go, to be honest.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And like, I'll get two BB preamps
in one box or connected.
Yeah. And then. Take
together.
Man, I really like my board. I really like the board.
That's fine. You can just like your board and not.
I would get the upgraded Boss pedal, like Boss Reverb that has like a shimmer on it.
Oh, like the DD or the RV6. Yeah, the RV6. I almost said DD6, but that's not the same. That's a Dolly.
And then I think for like everything else,
you just keep it.
No, I would get like a Slate.
Oh yeah, totally get the Slate. Yeah, the
combo one.
Yeah, the Slate is amazing. Well, it's not. Yeah, you mean just with the EXP or whatever? Yeah, no. That's the pedal that Josh has of mine, and I miss it already. So they're just so tweakable, and honestly, it's four pedals. It's actually eight pedals in one with all the presets.
And I would try to get this Joyo Trap, but I just for some reason can't quite get it.
That $30 new on Amazon is really kicking your butt. Let me tell you, I got to get it for $22.95 with free shipping. But nope, $30, not doing it.
I was trying to get it for like $20.
What is it? $40 on Amazon? Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm just trying to think because they have it at the retail price, you know, like the map or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was trying to see what it was new.
Right. And then
it said Joy Tremo. It changed it. Joy Tremo. You should buy it on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It's $30 new. just buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, I might just do that.
And then if you hate it when you get it, you just send it back.
Right. Or I'll just use it for the concert, for like the show I'm playing.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like, and then totally send it back. Scumbags. Yeah, totally. So what kind of amp would you get? Spider Line.
See, that's tough. Well, like I really like my amp too, because I really like the
I'd probably buy the same amp, I'm not gonna lie.
I really like the blending option I have between like the different tube styles, so I can like get a Fender sound, or I can get like that Voxy sound.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, that's a great, that Eggnator is a great amp. I probably would still buy a Blues Junior. Just, I love the size. Yeah.
Content with what I had.
Yeah. I do want to get a different speaker, and I didn't like that everybody was all super into like the Cannabis Rex like speaker, but then like
the weird dinosaur.
Well, it's basically because it's like a hemp instead of like cloth or whatever. And so like the speaker's made out of like hemp. And so I'm like, I don't really, that's why it's called that. But at first I was like, that's weird. I don't like that name because it's just like weird, you know? but it's a play on words. So I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm fine with that. But I might get a new speaker for it. So let's say I sold all my stuff and I didn't do well because the value is probably higher than yours, but I didn't do well selling it. And I have $3,000. So I'd probably do like a Mexican telly. And then I would do like a Squire Vintage Modified, the Jag, I think.
Uh-huh.
Color, seafoam green, maybe. On the telly.
Not teal. Not teal.
Not teal. Yeah. Not kind of teal, but not teal. And then for the telly, what would it get color wise? I would do blonde. I would always wanted the blonde with the black pickguard. I always liked that look. Oh, you know what I'd get? I'd get that road worn strat. Or no, road worn telly that they did. Because you could get that used for like $400 or $500. So right. Pedals, let's see.
That's a good pick.
I would go right to Leon right away and get the stuff back that I, you know, I'd go Pelotar, Half Horse, and then the 50-50. Those three things, love them. The Jelly Jar. I got to get the Jelly Jar. I got to get the hemp horse. I got to get the hemp horse.
Yeah.
And then I got to get the
hemp horse. Like, what?
Yeah, and then I got to get a 50-50. So I'll get those Fitty. It's sponsored by 50 Cent.
Yeah, that's right.
That one's purple. If you guys didn't get it, you didn't get the purple one. It's like his drink, like his life water drink or whatever.
The Fitty.
I honestly, I think I might, because I just sold my compressor because I could make money on it. I made like exactly like what I made over what I sold it for, over what the price of it new was. So I was like, yeah.
I got what I sold it for. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. That is amazing. I got what I sold it for. It's like I say to my mom. My mom is always like, oh, can you help me sell stuff on eBay? And I'll look up the item she wants to sell. I'm like, oh, you could sell for this. You could sell for this. You could sell for this. And then she goes, well, it's worth more than that. I'm like, well, not to anybody in the world but you. Like, because this is what they're selling for. It's only worth what people will pay for it. So, sorry, you know. Anyways, but I think I want to get a the JHS modded like Dynacomp because it's like super cheap, and I liked my Dynacomp. Besides the Deep Six, the Dynacomp was the one I like, the compressor I think I like the most. So I'd like to try like the Ross mod one, and yeah, everything else is kind of whatever. I'd get another woodcutter. Because I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'd get something else from Big Ear. Maybe I'd get like the Ellie or like the Loaf just to have something like different.
Huh.
And then if I didn't get the Slate, I'd probably get like a Big Sky because I use it mostly for reverb. Yeah. And then delay. Oh, I just bought a DL4, gotcha. So I'll try that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of like what I go with. Amp, I'd go Blues Junior, I think, and I would just put that. I would just put either get a tweed one because I like the way the tweed one sounds, or I'd get like a regular one and throw a different speaker in it. So
nice. Yeah. A guy from church just bought a new Blues Junior.
Yeah. They're great. They're a great little amp. I mean, they're, you know, new. They're $450 or something new. And I mean, I have never had one like break down on me. Like, they just work. So it's like,
you know,
it's like for me, like, I want to be able to turn it on and play it and have it work. So I know people are like, oh, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I've owned vintage jams before, but I don't want to deal with the headache on some, you know, you take it somewhere, it gets stolen, or you take it somewhere and it doesn't work, or you take it somewhere and you're concerned the whole time. Like, I used to bring my twin. There was a 62 twin everywhere.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And at the time it was probably only worth like, I bought it for like $500 or $600 when I was like 16 or 17.
Right.
And, like it wasn't worth as much then. And then, you know, as I got like older and I was playing shows, I'm like, this is kind of like worth like a grand or like $1,500 bucks. Maybe I shouldn't like bring this everywhere. brand new Blues Junior is, the retail price is $529. So they've gone up a little bit on the retail price.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think it's a great little amp for sure. And obviously you can get them used all day for $300, like the, especially like the older ones. So I played Josh Marmans and it did not sound like a Blues Junior at all because it was like so modded. I was like, you should just put this on reverb, man, and just ask for like $300. I'm like, you'll get it. And he's like, okay.
Right. Yeah.
I should, I know he's been busy, but I should see if he got that. Cause I think he paid like $225 because we were talking. He's like, if you don't want this, I'm going to get it. And I was like, yeah, I don't like, I'm like my flip fund right now is all like used, you know, or whatever. So I was like, go ahead and go for it, you know, but he was asking me questions. And then when he got it, he's like, is yours like this? I was like, nope. He's like, does yours have these? And I'm like, nope. Cause they changed them to like 6L6s and it was, you know, whatever. I don't know the other major tube. What is that? EL84s.
Oh yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah, and they, you know, 84s sound good, but they had like switched, like done a conversion and like switched them, and then like they had like a different power section, like just craziness. Like, and it sounds like, it sounds kind of like a Vox amp a little bit. I was like, right, this doesn't sound like a Blues Junior at all, which is neat just, that somebody could do that.
Amp in a Blues Junior case. Yeah,
totally. So. Yeah, man. So that's probably what I would do.
I like that fat, warm tone that you get from like Fender style
amps. Fender amps, yeah. They are a little high end, like chimey, and I like that too. I know you don't like chimey, but I like you can take that out though. Like, yep, it's easy enough. Can.
Turn that treble down. Turn that treble down. That'd be my theme song. Turn that treble down. Turn that treble down.
Nice. That's nice. You do that.
I mean,
they sell Junior with a 110 in it, and it's only $419. And they also sell one with that's the DeVille. Never mind.
What's in it? Like, what's usually in the Junior?
The 12. It's a 12-inch.
The 12.
Yeah. 112, and then basically it's the same amp. There's a little bit more options, but it's a very similar amp in the Hot Rod Deluxe. Gotcha. Which obviously it has more watts and it's like stronger, but it I think they sound very similar. In my humble opinion.
Yeah, in my most humble and high opinion.
But one obviously is a more powerful amp. And then they have like a DeVille. I think it's DeVille Deluxe or like something like that. Or is it the Hot Rod DeVille? I don't know. And that one has like 410s. And that's a huge, that thing's huge.
Right, yeah.
that thing's a monster. You're like,
it sounds like many,
but that one's for clubbing. So like, if you like clubbing, you know, like clubbing up in the club, it's perfect for you.
No thanks.
Yeah, man. So that's fun. I guess we already have all the stuff we want. So that's great.
That's right. Yeah. I'm pretty content.
I'm like, just leave a spot for whatever Leon makes next. And then, you know, honestly, I don't know why everything he makes is great. It kind of makes me angry. Like, everything I make is like garbage.
Yeah.
No, but I did. Did I say that I don't know if I talked about this. So I sold like a triangle Big Muff fuzz, but it was just the case, and then I got like a clone for it, and then I just built it and sent it, and like. Oh yeah, I did talk about how like terrible it was to build because the instructions were just so stupid. But actually, it sounded great. I want to get another clone now that I know how to do it and just like put it in a box because it sounded fun. It was fun. It was a good sounding muff because it didn't sound like a big muff because it sounded like more like an older, you know, like so it wasn't as gainy, but it was still great. It was almost overdrivey with a little bit of muff tone to it. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Because it didn't sound like a fuzz face, and it didn't sound like a distortion. You know, it was different. It was fun though, so it's something I would want to try again. And for $30, like, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I got this awesome pedal, $30.
Yeah,
done.
I'm trying to like we used to own a vinyl cutter, and we sold it with a screen printing machine and everything. So I know the guy who has it, and I might just cut like a cool like Converge like logo for it. Because I've been looking for like a Converge sticker that would fit, but I can't find anything the right size for that other pedal. Because I was like, oh, that'd look cool if I had like the Jane Doe logo on it or whatever. And but I'm like, I can't find one the right size at all. It's either like really huge or really small. And I'm like, so I might just like go and cut one myself.
Do it up, player.
Yeah, do it up.
Do it up.
Cool, bruh.
Yeah, bro.
You got anything else?
I got nothing. I'm still waiting for Adam Rohr's track to be accepted so we can put it on iTunes.
And oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's so good. Oh, yeah. Man. Oh no, this was cool. Let's talk about this. But I almost said Bret Michaels, which is amazing. Yeah. Why can't I think? Bret, you won the pedal. Bret.
Oh, Alexander.
Bret Alexander. Okay, thank you. My brain was not. Bret Michaels is better though. Yeah. Bret Alexander did like a cool like video when he got it, and that pedal does sound great. It's a great sounding pedal. You would hate it though because it's very chimey. Yeah. And so you would not like it.
Well, some of the sounds he got out of it, I thought were nice because they're like,
oh yeah, it sounds super good.
Yeah.
It really does. It's a very chimey pedal, and like the low gain sounds great, the high gain sounds great. And he like commented on how good I did the pedal, which I thought was good.
Yeah, nice.
Like thanks, guy. I can solder every once in a while. I need a new soldering iron though. That's the only thing. Oh, and then I thought Adam Rohr. I thought it was cool. He was excited that he like won or whatever.
Yeah.
So those are just fun things, you know, just fun things going on. Oh, and Aaron Abubo sent me a text today. It was like, so what's wrong with this pedal?
That's funny.
And I was like, it's just the toggle switches. There's basically two wires in there. And it just needs toggle switches. So like, it's literally going to cost them like $5 to fix.
Yeah. And I like that some people are like, Aaron toggle switch Abubo on the Facebook page.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, Aaron toggle Abubo or whatever. He also on the Gear Slum today, he said, I don't know if it came out today or whatever, but I was listening to it today. And he said, he was talking about the Tech Flex, and he said, Aaron a rainbow for the pedal. I was like, that's so funny. I was like, that's very good. Yeah, that's better than the Cole version. I don't remember what the coily cable or whatever.
Yeah.
Cole E cable.
The coily.
That's crazy. This fuzz, I just opened up this Westminster fuzz. It has like the smallest board ever. There's like nothing to it. It's like a couple resistors, a couple diodes. That's it. Two lights. Yeah, two LED lights. I don't know why it has two in there. But cool.
Yeah, man.
Their soldering's pretty impressive soldering though. There's a couple really small sections and they really got it, so good for them.
They're just cyborgs.
Yeah. Just aliens just doing it. So plus the Velcro that's on here is very nice. I like a good Velcro.
High quality Velcro.
Like thanks, NASA. You guys really hit it out of the park this time.
Thanks, NASA.
Well, that's who invented Velcro.
Yeah.
They also invented the rubber for sneakers.
The rubber.
That's funny. Well, thanks for flipping that sentence around. Thank you.
Just dramatic pauses.
Yep. Cool. Pause for effect.
Yep.
Good, man. Well, I think that's it. I think we've run our course. At least people, I think, have turned off the podcast by now. So
yeah, we run our course because I'm out of shape and I'm tired. Like,
oh, I did want to tell you this. We have started one of our really good friends is getting married, and I'm standing in on the guy's side, but for like the bride, and then like my wife is like a bridesmaid, and so like. We need to lose weight. So like we have like, you know, she stopped drinking soda. I stopped drinking soda again. This is like the third time I stopped drinking soda, but
yeah.
It's hard in the summer because soda is so quenching. It's so good.
It's super quenching, but it makes you even more thirsty.
Yeah. At the same time, like, but those bubbles make you feel like you're like, oh, thank goodness. But anyways, and then we've just changed our eating habits. So like, but I lost another 3 pounds, which is good. I'm excited about that. So I weighed myself this morning. I was like, "Woo, 3 pounds down."
Yeah.
And then my wife is like, "This scale's lying." Like throws it across the room.
Yeah. Oh man, I meant to like mention this, that I think that, 60 pounds down shirt is too big for me.
So oh my gosh, that's so good. That's so good.
because like I put it on today and I did that live stream video and I put it over like another shirt and I was like, this is big.
I saw that. Yeah, it was awesome.
I was like, this is big. I was like, I should have got a 2X because I ordered a 3X.
Good for you,
was,
man. But that's good. Good for you.
Yeah, I really think I'm like 2.5X right now. So that'll be my guess, 2.5X.
2.5X. Do you? I don't see it to order. Oh, it's 2.5X?
I'm just joking. I think that's only sinusoid cable length.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, because you can pick whatever. You can pick 11 feet. You can have 11-foot cable, which is amazing. Yeah.
Just for the extra foot.
Yep. Cool. All right, man. Well, this was fun. We got to learn more about you, and you got to learn more about me, and that we both wear the same underwear. So
that's right. Later.